Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. Better bundle up, my friends. It is a chilly start. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're going to try to make Mondays great. It's going to be a tough one. Had some tragedies over the weekend. Let's talk about good things. Christmas parades going on in a lot of towns. Looks like High Springs had a big one. I was out in Keystone, and they had over 90 floats.
Wow.
And I mean, people really did it upright. This is a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was impressive. People lined the streets. And it was just a good time had by all. I know it wasn't the only one. Melrose had theirs. They do those earlier in the day. Ours was like at 6 o'clock, which was great because, you know, you want the vehicles all lit up.
Right.
And did you get to see any of the Christmas parade type stuff at all?
No, we just kind of were in Christmas program mode. Of course, our church on Sunday had a great Christmas event. And then we had dinner on the grounds, as they say, under the big tent, which was a beautiful day to eat outside under the tent Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And then, as you mentioned, Friday night, we visited the folks over at the Pentecostals. They have some amazing talent, and so went to their Christmas program on Friday.
So your pastor doesn't feel like you're cheating on him when you go to a different church?
Well, they know each other, so I think we're okay.
It's okay? It's
probably so.
Do you need, like, dispensation or something? Get something signed?
Yeah, special dispensation of grace when you visit for a program.
It wouldn't be from the Pope, though, would it?
No, no, it'd just be
that
from,
probably doesn't carry a lot
from
of
the
weight.
Bishop or something. Okay. Yeah, I don't know, somewhere. But, yeah.
Sunday on the bike, nice little ride with our
awesome
friends Ray and Linda. And, yep, had a nice little meal. In
nice.
Williston, and but the drive on all the back roads, like you said, yesterday was absolutely just gorgeous. But here we are with a very chilly start to our morning, so just be prepared for that. We got a couple of days of that, and it'll creep back up and warm back up more into what we normally get around this time of year. All right, so hang in there. What about these tragedies?
Oh, my, what a bad weekend.
Rob Reiner and his wife stabbed to death in their home?
Looks like his son probably did it.
It's all eyes are on him, apparently, or a lot of eyes are on him.
Mm-hmm.
Two dead bodies found in Rob and Michelle Reiner's Brentwood home on Sunday afternoon. Law enforcement sources say it is the Reiners. They didn't want to put out the information. It was kind of too late. They couldn't keep this one,
mm-hmm,
you know, under wraps, so
too
to
much.
Speak.
Yeah, too many people knew.
And, but really, I mean, double homicide, stabbing, I'm sure awful, gruesome,
oh, yeah,
and possibly Well, the son, I guess, is, they didn't call him a suspect. What do they call him? A person of interest.
Yes, that's their phrasing.
Yeah. Yep. So you got that going on. I mean, that's just sick. Look, politically, never was a fan of Meatheads. However, as far as his craft goes, he was excellent. He was very good at what he did and directing and acting. And
his movies.
So many hits.
Some of the top movies of our time.
Well, When Harry Met Sally, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride. I mean, the list goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, of course, was famous.
But what a – and we talked about him all the time because he was always saying some really stupid things.
Yeah.
It's like, what a view of the world he had to be so genius in some areas, you know? But again, that's from our perspective, obviously.
You can't control, I guess, you know, genetically what happens that, you know, you never pick on a parent for how a child turns out in general because you could be great parents and the kid, has issues.
Yeah.
And it's not always the fault of the parents. So.
Yeah.
Apparently the son does have some history of drug issues and things like that. But, I mean, it's one thing to have a drug issue, but, you know, stabbing your parents to death in their home, that's a little much. Hey, Heisman Trophy winner, Indiana University quarterback Fernando Mendoza. Hey.
Sounds more like a political leader in some country in Europe.
I thought he sounded like a bullfighter.
Well, see, there you go.
Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, I like that. And the crowd goes wild.
But he's the Indiana quarterback. This team totally sucked last year. And now they're number one in the nation. They don't have any losses. They beat Ohio State. I mean, that's got to be the greatest turnaround ever, as far as I know, in college football. Anyway, he won the Heisman Trophy, and congratulations. And, yeah, they make a big deal about, I don't know, Hispanic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, will we ever get over that now? Do we still have to do that? The first woman, the first Hispanic, the first person with one leg, you know? I mean, where does it end?
I know.
You know?
It's a bit much.
Okay. Great athlete. The team's doing extremely well. He's got to be very happy. Congratulations. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Does that work? Okay. And then you got, father and sons getting together. I mean, that's a good thing.
Go
hunting. Go fishing. Take in a ball game. Go bowling.
Bonding. Bonding time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, don't bond, being a terrorist. Son, let me show you how to be a terrorist.
No, that's not good.
Police say a father and son were behind the horrifying mass shooting left 16 people dead, including one of the gunmen, and 40 people hospitalized during a Hanukkah celebration at what I heard is pronounced Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. And, you know, the news has been on it. Our news is on it and stuff. But apparently a 50-year-old man and his 24-year-old son carried out the terror attack. Father is dead. Son in critical but stable condition, last we heard. The father was a licensed gun owner with 6 legally registered firearms. All 6 of the firearms have been recovered, with some being recovered at the scene. The others were located and recovered when investigators executed search warrants at 2 separate locations. So in Australia, they basically took the people's guns away. The people even kind of, I guess, voted for that. Doesn't make a lot of sense to us. But apparently, I think with long guns, as long as you registered and qualified and somebody didn't have a criminal background, they would allow you to own some.
Until you have a real criminal history that pops up like this.
Well, look, might sound cliche, but, nothing stops a bad man with a gun as well as a good man with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sad fact.
Yeah.
Commissioner told reporters Monday afternoon the father met the eligibility criteria for a hunting license used for recreational hunting. So that's how he was able to be a legal gun.
It really looked like a long, long gun, so I wasn't sure what it was, and I don't know that we've heard yet. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
You mean it looked longer than...
It was definitely a hunting gun, nothing, tactical or that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. Well, Unfortunately, that's still... Okay, let me end this segment on a positive note.
Oh, good. What you got?
How about them Jaguars?
Jaguars?
Those Jaguars.
Jaguar.
Jacksonville Jags are now 10-4. Big win over the Jets, 48-20. And that's a good thing.
There you go.
Dolphins and Steelers playing tonight. All right, we've got a lot to talk about today, but we've covered some of your top stories for sure. Brown University shooting is another one. We'll get into that a little bit. But we'll sprinkle in good stuff as we move closer and closer to Christmas, really. Got to keep it upbeat. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Rise and shine and turn on the heat. Crying out loud? What the heck? Mother Nature, does she know where we live?
Hey, Bob.
Come on, you cranky old broad. Turn the heat on.
It's still winter.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's Florida winter, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's going to warm up. We'll have, I think, a morning today and then a morning like this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then things start to get back to our normal.
What we like.
Our Abbey normal.
Yes.
Let's see. What do we got? 6:22 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You never have to miss a minute of the show, and you shouldn't. You just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Come on, people. Nobody's wants to win the Powerball. It's like over $1 billion.
Oof.
These things creep up on you, don't they?
Oh, that helped Christmas shopping.
I was just going to say, man, if the good Lord wanted to bless me with that for Christmas, I would just be,
I was going to say
I'd be really humbled by it, but no, it would actually make me more of a jackaloney than I already am. That's probably why he hasn't blessed me with anything a sum that large.
I get
like,
it.
Bob, you're still a... The Powerball jackpot surged eye-popping $1.1 billion after no ticket matched all six numbers Saturday night's drawing, so it's still up for grabs. While the jackpot went unclaimed, several players did score big, including a $2 million power play winner in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. How many people, when you hear somebody won big in a state, you're like, who do I know? Like, what are the odds?
Oh, yeah.
Who do I know from that state? In other words, how does it relate to me? What's in it for me?
It's all about me.
And we had $1 million winners in California, Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, Virginia. What? Did you say Florida? Yeah. So let's see. The estimated cash value. This is the cash value, not, you know, this is like I want the lump sum. $503 million.
I'd take the hit.
Stacks of $1 million. 500 stacks.
Wow.
Of $1 million.
I would settle for the one-time payment, yeah.
So what could you... You could spend $50 million a year and go for 10 years.
Wow.
$50 million.
But I do want to live longer
than that.
So what's
that? Almost a million a week.
I want to live longer than that, so it must spread it out a little bit.
All right, so you could only spend $250,000 a week, and it'll last you like 40 years.
But I got to get by on that?
$250,000 a week.
I think I could do it.
We could break it down into days and hours and all that.
You know, it's funny, just because I'm having a little flashback here for Bunny Trail. When one of our friends in St. Louis got a really big contract for the St. Louis Cardinals, we did that math. You know, now, admittedly, they spread it out, but it's like, how much do they make every time they just stand at the plate?
Oh,
it was just,
yeah.
It's like a salary for a normal person.
Yeah.
Just for getting to the plate, you know, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, do it with somebody like a Jeff Bezos.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, every time his heart beats, he makes, you know, more than we do in a week.
Exactly, right.
Sunday, CNN Democrats had to hurry up and run out and say something extremely stupid, in this case, about the Brown University shooting. Somehow was a result of President Donald Trump's dizzying campaign to increase violence in this country.
What?
I followed his campaign. I follow his presidency.
Yeah.
I don't remember a campaign to increase violence in the country. Now, I know that he's deployed, some of our military personnel to help keep the streets safe.
Yeah.
And he's gotten violent criminals off the streets. So that's not increasing violence, right?
Yeah, not at all.
So where's this guy, Chris Murphy? What's his problem? He said, if you look at states like Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, California, that have stronger laws, we have gun violence rates, murder rates, mass shooting rates that are 3 to 4 times lower than states that have loose gun laws. What? Every week, we haven't done it in a while, but every week we give you statistics from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually double-digit shootings and, at least 3 or 4 fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we had 9 shot over the weekend. It only goes through, like, Sunday morning because we didn't get the latest numbers. But what are they talking about? Are they trying to say that gun control is effective in any way? We've discussed this, to ad nauseum. We have discussed this over and over again. And... I mean, you just had this terrorist attack in Australia where the gun restrictions are extremely tight. You have to register if you want to, and you can only get a long gun as far as I understand. Mm-hmm. And, you've got to have some kind of hunting or some other sporting reason in which to have it. And yet we just had this terrible terrorist attack where many people died. And so anyway, here comes this Chris Murphy, jumps out, you know, right after what happened at Brown University. And Wow. Yeah. I just, what do you say? I mean, it's like they're normal. It's almost like a normal reaction to them anytime something like that happens. Yeah, the Brown University shooting, one of our top stories. Unfortunately, Australia, terror attack there. That's awful. And Rob Reiner, famous actor and director, and his wife stabbed to death in their home in California. Their son is a person of interest. President Trump was at the Army-Navy game. Details on that and more Trumpian news coming your way on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. Stay warm, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning and welcome. Let's make Mondays great. What do you say? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Some of your top stories, a lot of them are unfortunate ones. A shooting at Brown University, Australia, and a mass shooting there, terror-related. It was a terror attack. Appears to be a father and son involved in that. Rob Reiner, the actor and producer and director, and his wife were stabbed to death in their Brentwood home in California, and a person of interest appears to be their son. Jags won a great game. I mean, they played their hearts out, won 48-20 over the Jets. So the Jags are now 10-4, looking pretty good, I'm gonna tell you. All right, the Brown University one. Here's the latest we have on that. A 24-year-old man who authorities apprehended in connection with a mass shooting there at Brown was released from custody, and the real gunman is still at large. Authorities announced this during a surprise press conference late yesterday evening. Benjamin Erickson was cuffed right before dawn on Sunday at Hampton Inn near Brown University, but now investigators are saying they had the wrong guy. Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona explained that it was difficult to develop evidence and track down leads in the immediate aftermath of the shooting in which two students were killed, another nine injured. He said this is what these investigations look like. Sometimes you head in one direction, and then you have to regroup and go in another direction. And one of the leads they developed led them to Erickson, who authorities only referred to as a person of interest. And they said that they were only there was only some degree of evidence which led to him, but said the investigation now points in a different direction. So we'll try to keep you up to speed on what exactly is going on there. Meet the press. Raphael Warnock, Democrat out of Georgia. What nasty things does he have to say about President Trump? Well,
he always does.
Yeah, let's keep it simple. Well, here's what Kristen Welker said, you know, the host of Meet the Press. Mm-hmm. You said, my faith is not a weapon. My faith is a bridge. You also quote, Trumpism is a plague on the American conscience.
Wow.
How do you square those two ideas for people? That was the question to Warnock. He said, as I point out, I think over the last several years, over the last 50 years, and over the last year, we have seen a deepening divide between what people need from their government and what government is delivering. There is a kind of corruption, legalized bribery, that exists in our politics. And you see it in basic health care for ordinary citizens. Truly, the wealthiest nation on the planet can't afford to provide basic health care to its citizens. We suffer not from a poverty of resources, but from a poverty of moral imagination. And I do think that Donald Trump, if he's better at something than anybody else, it's dividing us.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's a distraction. And while we're distracted and divided, mm-hmm. we have literally witnessed the largest transfer of wealth in American history from the bottom to the top.
Wow.
Does he have statistics to prove that? Because I can tell you that under the Biden administration, the deficit between rich and poor mm-hmm. became bigger.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Democrats always try to play that game. Yeah, pitting the rich against the poor, and every time that they're in power, that deficit grows larger mm-hmm. between the two parties.
He wants to talk about separation and the great divide, if you will. But we said it during the first administration. If even just the Republicans would get on board and back this president, it's amazing what could be done. Let alone the Democrats.
Well, yeah, I mean, we voted for the things that we wanted Trump to be able to get done, and he mm-hmm. can't get them done if we don't keep a majority in the House and the Senate.
Yep.
And so people have to show up and vote. See it, you have to see it through, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I hate that Mondays have a lot of bad news, but...
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
A tough weekend.
In the same week that Syrians were celebrating a positive new chapter in their country, an ambush attack has killed two United States Army soldiers and American interpreter in Syria, according to the Pentagon. They released some of this information on Saturday. And the attack occurred as the soldiers were conducting a key leader engagement. Their mission was in support of ongoing counter-ISIS, counterterrorism operations in the region. The soldiers' names, as well as identifying information about the units being withheld. They want to make sure next of kin know. That information will probably be released any time now. But the attack on the U.S. troops, reportedly by a member of the Islamic State, you know, IS, is to this was the first to inflict casualties since the deposed President Bashar Assad left office a year ago and fled the country. And Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, said on X, the savage who perpetrated the attack was killed by partner forces. And I believe President Trump also said that he is he's going to deal with that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And again, to look for kind of a lighter note, speaking of President Trump, he did get a hero's welcome at the Army-Navy football game at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore Saturday, where he tossed the coin to decide the kickoff, and apparently he was met with plenty of applause.
Oh, yeah, it was great to see.
Yep. All right. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is quite the chilly morning this morning. Hopefully that didn't catch you by surprise. Bundle up. Get ready for that. We'll have another cool morning again tomorrow, and then things will begin to defrost a bit. So hang in there, all right? And we are trying to make Mondays great. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky. It is quite the cool start this morning, so be prepared for that. You know, even though it is wintertime, it is Florida, and we expect temperatures to moderate and get a little bit better in the next couple of days. But this morning and tomorrow morning especially are going to be on the cold side. So as long
layers.
As you're prepared for that.
Yep. That's the word, layers.
Layers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your key?
That's your keyword of the
day. Keyword
of
the day. There you go. You win. You win nothing.
No, but you'll be more comfortable, and you'll thank us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I already say you're welcome.
Wow. Being proactive.
Dolphins and the Steelers tonight, Monday Night Football. Hey, the Jags won big yesterday, 48-20 over the Jets. Looking good, Jags, 10-4. Not bad. All right. On the big stage, what's going on here? Ukrainian President Zelensky on Sunday voiced readiness to drop his country's bid to join NATO in exchange for Western security guarantees, but rejected the U.S. push for ceding territory to Russia as he arrived in Berlin for talks with U.S. envoys on ending the war. But, I mean, wasn't that established a while ago? I mean, isn't this part of the reason that Putin, you know, was going in was the threat that Ukraine was going to join NATO. And even though promises were made otherwise, Putin didn't trust those promises.
Right.
And sure enough, you know, once Putin went in there, the chatter increased about having Ukraine join NATO.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's interesting, but I don't know if it's really giving up much. That promises has already been made to not join NATO.
But it looked like that there were still going to be some options of it happening. So, and again, not defending anything Putin does, but from his perspective, it's like us having, say, Russia with missiles in Cuba in our backyard.
Yeah, we would not like that.
No, and we dealt with that years ago. So there's that.
Zelensky arrived ahead of the expected talks with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, part of a series of meetings in Berlin between Ukrainian and U.S. European officials. So, you know, they're talking. There is movement here. Hopefully, they can begin to iron out things in it. Yes, it is going to take time. And, of course, Zelensky doesn't want to cede any kind of territory at all. And pretty sure that Putin is demanding of at least, well, a good portion of that. We'll continue to follow it. We'll hope for the best. All right. But I doubt they'll get things really ironed out by Christmas time. I think if we're lucky, though, they'll have something in place maybe by springtime.
Hope so.
We'll see.
It's been going on a long time.
Yeah.
And no progress by anybody in a good way.
You know, just when you think those Hoosiers are good peeps, and I'm sure they are, but Indiana University, their quarterback, their undefeated team, they beat Ohio State, and Ferdinando Mendoza, their quarterback, has won the Heisman Trophy, so congratulations all the way around. But not all Hoosiers are good Hoosiers, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Greg knows about Hoosiers. Isn't that kind of a derogatory thing?
It is. If in the St. Louis area, Midwest, that would be your equivalent of white trash.
Wow.
That would be the phrase. But, yeah, I'm in the Hoosiers, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't mean it that way.
Oh, you just asked me about a reference from a regional area.
I did.
That's all I was answering
I did.
For. Yeah.
A purple-haired DoorDash driver in southern Indiana was arrested after being caught on doorbell video allegedly spraying her food delivery with pepper spray.
Ugh. Come on, people.
Really? Now, in her defense, it was Chinese food, and they did ask for the hot Szechuan version. So she added a little spice at the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think it works that way with pepper spray.
No, not so much.
No, not usually. The act was discovered after a late-night delivery from Arby's. Left a customer choking and vomiting after taking a bite. That's not good.
No.
Even if you add more horsey sauce, that's still not going to cover that up.
You can't make up for
it. No. Arrested Friday and booked into the McCracken County Jail. You don't ever want to end up in McCracken County in jail.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying, Craig?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and it's very close to Kentucky. I'm just saying, okay?
Paddle faster, I hear banjos.
There you go. Yeah. The arrest followed a week-long investigation after Evansville residents Mark Carden and his wife ordered food on December 7th. Within minutes of eating it, Carden said something was clearly wrong. I noticed my wife had started eating. She started choking and gasping after she had a couple of bites of her food. She actually threw up. Carden said he examined the delivery bag and noticed what appeared to be residue on it. I took a look at that bag, some kind of spray. The bag had been tampered with, clearly. Carden then examined the home doorbell camera, which he said revealed the delivery driver placed the bag on the doorstep, took a photo of the order, then sprayed the bag with a small canister on her keychain before leaving. What?
That's just weird.
They identified the suspect, who was found living in Kentucky near Paducah, about 60 miles away. She was contacted and agreed to an in-person interview. During the initial phone call, she was told detectives that she had been in Evansville visiting her father and was working for DoorDash during her stay. She told detectives that she used pepper spray, not on the food, but to spray a spider that she saw while making the delivery.
Right.
She explained that she's terrified of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
However, detectives, they weren't buying that explanation. Police said the overnight low was 35 degrees, and that temperature, outdoor spiders in Indiana are not active. They would not have been capable of crawling exposed surfaces.
Wow.
No.
They use science against her. Wow, I love it.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Sheriff's Department coordinated with Kentucky authorities to arrest her, being held pending extradition to Indiana. Charged 2 counts of battery, resulting in moderate injury. 2 counts of consumer product tampering. Those are both felonies. Messing with people's food, in most cases, is a felony, is treated very seriously, and absolutely should be. That's absolutely off limits. Yep. And she should never be allowed to work professionally with food in any context, in my opinion, anyway. We've got a lot more coming up and special guests coming up at both the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. Stick around, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.